It's a very good afternoon, good evening, San Bonani, Dumelang Absheni, Molweni, Bonjour. Cape to Cairo, New Zealand, Bangladesh, Abu Dhabi, Germany, wherever you are streaming us in the world, welcome to Mdrolo and Sex Podcast. Here speaking is your boy Mlungi Simbela, the most handsome 31-year-old on this side of the equator, the most handsome guy in the cheese scope, Muhammad Ali's protege. I roll like a butterfly and buzz more than a beehive. And the queen of this beehive is the ever beautiful, shining, glowing, too many adjectives to describe her, so little time. We need an entire show to just go through these adjectives. Oskhumi, hello.
I'm Lou, how are you?
I'm well, thanks, how are you?
I'm fantastic.
Had a good week?
I had a good week.
Is that?
Yeah.
Despite the coldness, but we still had a good week.
Hey, bon, like a onesie.
Human or actual onesie?
Actual onesie. Unfortunately, it's lacking on the human.
Maybe it's gonna download. Don't worry. Maybe by the time we end this particular show, things might have changed.
Oh, hopefully.
Who knows?
Hopefully.
What we do definitely hope is that you are going to be highly interactive with us on our social media platforms. Today, again, is not our show. It's your show. Yes, you. We have made a special show just for all you Sunlanders who support us and who are always tuning and vibing with us. Today, the show is about y'all. Oskhumi, what are we talking about today with our Sunlanders?
Today, we asked our Sunlanders, because Rata Ditaba,
yes.
And Rata Dilojabodi.
Yes.
So we asked them what their favorite sex positions are.
And why? Yeah, hence I said, today is not about us. It's not about an expert. It's about you.
Yeah.
We are talking to our Sunlanders. We asked our Sunlanders to send us their voice note to share what some of their favorite sex positions are. Might I say, right? One sexologist once said that you can tell a lot about a person's personality or who they are by what their favorite sex positions are. And I suppose to a greater scheme of things, your favorite sex position tells us a lot about who you are, also.
I suppose it does. Because it also goes to, well, I'm going to make it physical.
Yeah. Well, yeah. We're there.
Yeah.
I'm going
to make it physical. It also goes to a level of comfortability.
Yeah.
You know, what you're comfortable with. And are you willing to step out of that comfort zone or not?
Mm-hmm.
You know, a lot of people tend to stick to missionary because it's easy.
Mundane.
Besides being mundane, it's easy. It's there. I understand that.
Yeah.
But now the minute you try to introduce something else,
it becomes
difficult because they are comfortable with this. And it goes back to what you were saying about your personality. Mm. Are you as a person willing to step out of your comfort zone? Not just regarding sex, but in other aspects of your life.
Yep. Are you rigid? Are you flexible? Are you spontaneous? Are you an explorer in terms of sex? And we find that out. And we have a couple of few voice notes that we're going to be checking out.
Yeah.
And let us hear them. What are Sunlanders saying about some of their favorite sex positions?
And here is the first voice note.
Okay. Hi, my name is Lerato, a.k.a. Diva, a.k.a. the Superstar. Basically, I don't have a favorite sex position. Totally. It's because we enjoy whatever style. So, best believe. I don't have a favorite sex position. Trust. But, I say, when we go. So, that's why I love all of them. I get a total position because we enjoy all of them. Like, all of them. All of them. So yeah, I don't have like a favorite sex position. Thank you. Bye.
Just remind me as Oskhumi loads the next one, because I want us to have a conversation, a broader conversation about two or more. So we're going to listen to about two and then we're going to conversate more. Remind me to come back to this diva one because I share fully his sentiments. What are others saying, Osrumi, in terms of their favorite sex positions?
So my favorite position has to be anything that bends over my waist. So basically I'm speaking about doggy and spooning. That's what I can think of now. Because I feel like a G-spot is very close to your belly button. So when you've got me bent over, it's like you just crossed the bridge. When I'm straight, I feel like you are there, but you're not there. But when you've got me slightly bent over, you can literally reach. Yo, indonga zase Jordani bawo, and you're just knocking them over, and you're knocking them over. So my favorite position has to be anything. Just bend me over. Anything. Just get me like slightly. My waist needs to be kind of bent. Then I'm here. I'm with you. It needs to be kind of bent.
Wait, indonga zase Jericho zawa. Some gospel said
floodgates are open.
The floodgates became open, right?
Yes.
I'm actually not surprised because one of the articles we did, just go on www.dailysun.co.za/lifestyle. Most women spoke to doggy, the position where they're bent.
Yeah.
Or all positions related to when they're bent to be their favorite sex position. And I suppose hence she was saying that the G-spot, depending on the angle, it lies closer to the stomach. So it's very, very interesting. Absolutely very, very interesting. What's wrong
with me? Yeah. Whether you are bent or twisted, X marks the spot.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, fellas. I hope everybody is taking notes.
Fellas, listen, whether she's bent or twisted, X marks the spot.
I'm telling you guys.
Or she's gonna call out your name.
Say my name, say my name.
Yo, Obita Kadiret. Oh,
I love you. You ain't gonna change.
Yeah, like it's, okay. It's on.
Me personally, I'm always fully behind people. So I'm fully behind. I'm fully behind everything.
Now. Oh, hey now.
Fully.
Oh, hey now.
Don't. I'm fully behind.
You gotta
behind.
Get behind this one as well.
Thank you. I'm fully. But just to go back to Diva's comments, I share his sentiments. When I think about it, it also is very difficult for me to then nitpick and say, this is my favorite sex position. By virtue of, I think every sexual experience with different human beings offers a different opportunity for you to enjoy it in a different manner.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah,
so sometimes the oral sex with this particular person will be the greatest.
Yeah.
And sometimes the missionary, the doggy, the woman on top will be great with somebody else. So I always have that openness to then say that different sexual experiences with different people will offer something different. I don't know if it's just me, but I just think that's just me.
No, it's not just you. Oh my gosh, I hope my mama's not going to listen to this episode.
The following program contains things my saint friends use. Yeah. Your discretion is advised.
Yeah, I hope my mama's not going to listen to this one. It's not just you.
Yeah.
I also find that with different people, I have different preferences.
Yeah.
Yeah, with this one, I want to give it up. This way.
Okay.
Because this person is bringing out
this
thing in me. Then I'm going to
respond in this
manner. Like this. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Whereas there are those people where you feel, okay, I'm going to tone it down a bit.
Okay.
I'm going to hold back a bit. But then there are those you like, hey, hold back for who? For what? Why?
And there was a song by Squatter Camp that says, I'm an animal. I think, yeah. Exactly. So they bring out that animal.
Exactly. There are people who bring out a certain instinct in you.
Yeah.
And you want to do all kinds of things with them.
Are you swinging the chandeliers?
Born. Now you want to experiment.
All right. Let us experiment a bit more by listening to some of your voice notes.
And here's the third one.
For me, it definitely has to be any position where I'm facing my partner and we're just upright. Like he could be sitting down and I could be facing him with my knees, like sort of woman on top, like, but he's also like supporting me while I've also got that control. Do you understand? Like he's grabbing me at my waist, we're looking at each other, or maybe I'm hugging his neck and I'm hugging his neck.
Okay.
Looking at each other, or maybe I'm hugging his neck and I'm just bobbing on that shit. Like, yeah. Excuse the French.
Okay. 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 Before we comment on that, I would. Let's listen to another one. Let's listen to another one so we can again have this conversation again.
Hi, guys. So my favorite sex position is the woman on top, because I like being dominant. I just like taking charge and being in power. So my favorite sex position is the woman on top. Ciao.
I like that.
So both
power but I have to say this. Power to all the women who can get on top and they can own it.
Yeah.
Girl, take ownership of that thing. Power.
It's also quite interesting to see that, you know, we spoke about sexual privileges with Dr. Zend in one episode. And she was touching on the privilege that we as men get as far as sex is concerned. Yeah. And she was saying that at some point, you know, to sort of level the playing field, we also need to, as men, grant that power and grant that opportunity for women to take control as far as sex is concerned. And I think, you know, women on top or similar positions allow women to finally, I suppose, have that sense of control and that sense of empowerment, especially, you know, sexually in that case.
100. Listen, in society and because of our social constructs, women do not have a lot of power.
Yeah.
But we do have power in the bedroom.
Yes.
We can assume that power and we can take that power for ourselves, you know. Hence, I salute all women who can just get on that thing and own it.
Ride the cowboy, guys.
Like, do the damn most, girl.
Ride the cowboy, guys. Yeah. Ride the cowboy. And it's a great skill. And it requires a great amount of upper body, lower body.
Besides the technicalities, the fact that you can get literally on top.
Yeah.
That for me is enough.
And it symbolizes a lot.
I don't care about the mechanics of how you're going to go about it. But the fact that you could literally get on top
and say,
I'm now owning this. For me, that says a lot.
I love it.
Whether the mechanics are slow, they are fast, they are this, they are that. For me, that's
as long as you got on top of the mountain.
You got on top and you're saying, I am now owning this.
Tiny, there's no cremora in the fridge. It's not inside. It's on top.
Yes,
it's really on top, guys.
Yes.
And we are really on top of this conversation. What are some of the other voice notes saying? I think this is our last voice note, Oskumi, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes, this is the very last one, and here it goes.
Yep.
My favorite position is Brazil deep. The reason why is because with this position, you are able to get a deeper penetration of doggy style while still being able to make eye contact with the individual that you're having sexual intercourse with. If, however, penetration is not your thing, your partner is able to wind up against you, stimulating their, I would say, clit there.
So, for those of you who just thought that was French or Portuguese or something else, Priseldi as a sexual position essentially is doggy, but the difference is the person is slightly sort of tilted, because with your normal doggy, they just lie flat, straight on whatever surface that there is. But with the Prezeldi, they're slightly sort of tilted to the side, and the penis comes at a specific angle. And hence he was referring to the person being able to see you. So that particular angle allows you to see your partner or whoever that you're having sex with, and you are able to let her or him know that you are fully behind them
and fully engaged.
Thank you.
And that's, and I think for me, that's the most important thing, that you need to know that I'm there with you.
Exactly. I don't know why people fear eye contact when it comes to sex. I really don't.
Really, do they?
I really don't.
Why?
I really don't. I understand when it comes to kissing, but guys, when it comes to sex is a sport, and I want to know that I am with you, and I'm dancing. My dance here is correct, and we're moving
sex,
in a
sex. You know, sex is such an intimate act. So how do you not maintain that intimacy? And intimacy normally is maintained through eye contact. One of the ways to maintain intimacy is through eye contact.
Yeah.
So how do you not maintain it?
Yeah. So
how?
So it becomes difficult. I suppose some people, it's a self-esteem thing. I suppose it becomes difficult to sort of engage. Some people naturally don't look at you when they talk to you. So I can imagine when you are vulnerable, because when you're naked, you are so very vulnerable. It becomes the dynamic sort of change. But I just firmly believe that you need to look at.
But that's the thing I love, Kajiloja Bodhi, is that when we are both naked, like you said, we're both vulnerable. You are seeing me at probably my best or my worst. Like, it doesn't get better than that.
Yeah.
Unless I cry naked, then that's something else, you know.
Yeah.
But you're not seeing
you.
That. Yeah, you're not seeing the real me. And then I am now allowing you, and I'm sorry, I'm about to become very vulgar, but I'm now allowing you to enter me.
Exactly.
How then do I not maintain eye contact?
So, yeah. So it's, hence I'm saying, like, it's, we spoke not so long ago with JP about self-esteem and sex, and we've spoken about how to deal with bad sex. And it's for me, again, sex is very much a self-esteem thing. And for as long as you are not self-assured, naturally, it's going to be difficult for you to be very, very engaging with your partner as far as sex is concerned. But highly, highly insightful, highly, highly informative in terms of what the Sunlanders had to say. Big thank you to everybody who sent in. We got a lot, but unfortunately we have a specific time frame, and would have loved to hear all from you. But you can still send them through on to our various social media platforms. Oshumi, where can people send them through?
They can find us on Facebook. We are Daily Sun.
Yes.
Or they can find us at on Twitter. Oh my word, is that? They can find us on Twitter. Your Daddy's on SA.
Yep.
Or they can find us at our beautiful, beautiful forever home. Guys, our website is so dope. You need to check it out.
Highly interactive also.
Yeah, it is www.daddysun.co.za.
/Mjolo, and you can see this and many, many, many more of our episodes. Once again, a big thank you to all the voice notes that we received. A big thank you to you for listening. Remember, guys, condomize. Let's get vaccinated. We want the country to be open, and let us open the country right by ensuring that we are safe. Oshumi?
Yeah, guys, vaccinate. Registration is free.
Guys, please.
You need to get onto the website and register, and then they will tell you, they'll direct you where you need to go to get your vaccination.
Yes, guys.
And a lot of centers, a lot of vaccination sites welcome walk-ins. So you can just walk in. Once you're registered, you can just walk in and vaccinate. Pain-free.
Guys, there's no excuse. Please make sure that you do get vaccinated. Please make sure that you are practicing safe sex at all times. Once again, big thank you to everybody for listening. Big thank you to all the voice notes. Big thank you to my co-host. When you see us in the streets, do know my name is Mlungisi Mbele, the most handsome 31-year-old on the side of the equator, the most handsome guy in a cheese cop, Muhammad Ali's protege. I rode like a butterfly and buzz more. Better be half.
And I'm still on me.
She's looking like, at me.
Like, seriously, like, it gets me all the time. It gets me all the time. And I'm still going to miss you without the damn outro.
It's love and light.
But it's light.
It's love and light, everybody.
Be kind to one another.
Shop.